Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio
history
ever. Since the dawn of mankind.
Since before dinosaurs.
Exactly.
That too.
Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
Uh-oh. De la Sierra Morena Sionito lindo vienen bajando. Un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran cielito lindo los corazones. And this segment is Sammy's C. The World Cup is in full swing, and the entire planet is excited about football, except for the U.S. We call it soccer and consider whatever da Bears do to be football. So what better reason is there to go and have dinner at Sammy's Mexican Grill in Elgin since Mexico is in the World Cup?
That's right. And it's a big thing all over the world. We went to Germany one time and didn't realize that the World Cup was going on.
Oh,
they know how to party.
Oh, they close stores down
everything.
And go to the bars and all over just to sit there and watch the football games.
I know. Everything just shuts down. Everybody's in a bar watching football.
And boy, remember how Munich was? It was so crowded in that airport, you couldn't move. And it's all soccer people with their big bags from all over the world.
I know.
We saw people. I didn't see any English people, you know, Americans or anything. All I saw were more Europeans than anything.
Well, it was in Europe.
Yeah. So what's your point?
I see how it's going to go today. This restaurant is in a strip mall, and it's much bigger on the inside than it looks from the outside. The decor doesn't resemble the typical Mexican cantina. Instead, it looks more like a sports bar with a large bar in the center of the restaurant and big screen TVs all over the place.
Everywhere you look.
Everywhere you look.
When we were seated, the waiter brought over a basket of tortilla, chips, and salsa. These chips were thicker and had more of a corn flavor than the usual generic chips we were all accustomed to. We're all accustomed to the lighter.
The Americanized.
Yeah, lighter chips. These were really corny.
I'm sure these are more authentic.
You think?
I would think.
They gave me a headache, and I had post-nasal drip from it because of my allergies.
Thanks for sharing that.
TMI?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The salsa was tasty, but we had to save room for an appetizer because, you know, we do this for our loyal listeners.
That's right. But just to get more of those chips, we decided on the El Primo dip, $4.95 for an appetizer. It was a melted cheese dip with a hint of jalapeno served with a side of chips.
Mm-hmm. You mean jalapeno. Mm-hmm. Not jalapeno.
Jalapeno. J-A-L-A-P-E-N-O, jalapeno.
Jalapeno. You're right.
I know. Dining duo tip. Squirt some of their spicy red hot sauce, not the green tomatillo stuff. That's not good. Into the dip to give it a little extra zing.
Yeah. The cheese is really good.
It was good.
But we like more zing.
Yeah. Cheese dip was tasty, but not thick like you'd expect the cheese dip to be. Mm-mm. So be careful when you're eating this. Try to avoid the drippage that Nance got on her blouse. It wasn't a pretty sight, though.
No, it wasn't. And I was using up all my Shout wipe towelettes that I had in my purse. I had a couple of them, and it still didn't take care of it all.
So you should wear a long necklace, and whenever you get a spot, just put the necklace on.
That's what my mother used to do. She used to have that pendant, a watch, but they had on the back of it was a pin.
Yep.
So her watch would be crooked. And I wanted to fix it one day, and I says, what?
I don't want to say what I said, but what the heck?
Yeah.
And she says, don't do that. You'll rip my blouse. I says, why is it pinned on there? It's a, you know, it's a necklace. She says, that's where I got a spot at lunch, and I didn't want anybody to see it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Is that how I'm going to be when I get old?
Pretty much.
Oh, my God. I'm just like my mother.
Pretty much.
I bring my shout wipes.
Well, given it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
On to the good stuff.
Yes.
Nancy tried their chimichanga at $10.95 with ground beef. You get your choice of different types of meat.
Chicken, ground beef, steak.
Basically, this was a deep-fried burrito filled with ground beef, topped with nacho cheese and red salsa.
Mm-hmm.
This was served with a side of rice and beans or French fries. And because she was in a Mexican mood, she chose the French fries.
Well, did you ever go to a Mexican restaurant and they put down fries?
No, because it's a Mexican restaurant.
Well, if they never did, and I figured, well, what the heck, I'm going to try it. I like them. Go ahead.
What arrived at our table was a humongous football-sized chimichanga, which was absolutely delicious. It was big. It was huge. I mean,
it
really,
was
really.
The biggest I have ever seen.
She could only eat half of her chimichanga, and the fries seemed to be fresh cut.
Yeah, they had the skins on them.
The shape and everything, they sure look like fresh
cut. Yeah, they were really tasty too. I really enjoyed my French fries. Because, well, see, I don't like reed fried beans, so I always ask for more rice. And I really like my red rice more than the restaurant's red rice.
Actually, you make a really good red rice.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah. Not to, you know, toot my own horn or pat myself on the back, but I do.
It is good.
I should give all the Mexican restaurants my recipe. They probably don't want to go through all the work that I go through.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
But you liked your fries for a change. Mm-hmm. And you used your little blonde head.
I did.
And used the leftover appetizer cheese to dip the fries in.
I know. I had cheesy fries.
I was proud of you. You were in heaven.
I was. And Jim went with the El Diablo Burrito Dinner for $14.95, which was their signature spicy burrito that was filled with grilled thin cut ribeye and onions, melted cheese, cilantro, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and refried pinto beans topped with their devil sauce and melted cheese. Just think of devil sauce. I'm thinking,
yeah, I know.
Hot.
I know.
You know? This was also served with either a side of rice and beans or fries, and he chose the rice and beans.
Because it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, and you like that stuff. The burrito was the same size as my chimichanga. Humongous.
It was like a
meatloaf.
It really was.
And the waiter wisely suggested that he not put the devil sauce on his burrito, to have it put on the side. And after tasting it, he saw why.
Who would have thunk that something named devil sauce would be that hot, you know?
It was hot, hot, hot. Oh, when it's hot. Yeah. Ooh, we should have gotten that song for this. Oh, the highlight of his meal was the cheese that was melted on the top and browned. You love when you brown and it gets a little crispy.
That was good,
Oh, it was. You gave me a piece of it. It was awesome. He preferred the red hot sauce on top instead of the devil sauce. It was too much of a chili powder taste, that devil sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It was too raw, too. I don't know. I just didn't like the taste neither. So you chose right. The red sauce was
not
really
only
better.
That, but it was the devil sauce. Boy, it was spicy.
Yeah. I took a taste of that, too, yeah.
Well, they looked at this, you know, the Mexican guy looked at me and probably, there's no way in heck this guy is going to eat that stuff. So I'll just put it on his side for him.
He doesn't know us. I can eat hot sauce.
Yes, you can.
The onions and marinated beef inside the burrito was awesome.
It was really good. It was sliced, thin sliced. It was tender. It was really good. It was really tasty. I liked it. To sum it up, our football night at Sammy scored a goal.
Oh, my God. I always told you were full of hot air.
With huge portions and flavors. We both took home half of our meals for the next game.
You betcha we did. And for your information, the restaurant is handicap accessible.
The cost for our World Cup dinner was $38.27.
Oh, we almost forgot. Dessert. Not.
Nah, we wouldn't do that.
Jim spotted the Country Donuts a few doors down from Sammy's, and he couldn't go without any dessert.
I had to.
He loves his sweets. So what to do? We ran in there and picked up two donuts for him. He said, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
That's right. You know, for our listeners, I had to do something. So I had to save it.
And you love Country Donuts.
Well, maybe.
I have to admit, those are my favorite donuts,
too. They are my favorite donuts.
They are my chocolate donut with coconut on it. And you get chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good. But you enjoyed your two chocolate-covered chocolate donuts tremendously when we got home.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because you needed dessert, because you didn't eat enough.
Do you want to know my take?
Yes, my love. What was your take?
I am so glad you asked. Finally.
Okay, continue.
This was the biggest burrito, if not the best burrito I've ever had. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of them. Just watch out for that red hot sauce. It sneaks up on you. You know, you squirt a little bit on there, you take it, and you go, oh, that's not that bad. Then about 10 seconds later, it's like,
you know. Well, because you squirted it straight on something. I mean, you didn't, like, we put it in our cheese sauce, and it just gave it a nice heat.
Nah, see, I'm an idiot. I never taste anything. I just squirt the whole thing on.
Oh, gosh.
What's your take, Toots?
You care.
Sure, I do.
Okay. Mine was the biggest chimichanga I have ever had. I've never seen such a huge chimichanga in my life.
Nope.
And the meat was actually seasoned, which is unusual because the last time I had a chimichanga, I was disappointed in the ground beef. And I thought, I'm going to try it one more time. Otherwise, I'm sticking with my Chili's Relleno, like I like. And I'm glad I tried it. They seasoned their beef, and it was really tasty. You had it the next day. How did you like it?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Just because of that fact, a lot of places, they really don't season it.
No, it's just beef.
Yeah.
You know, so it was delish.
Well, I am so glad. Why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
It's Sammy's Mexican Grill and Bar, 3091 U.S. Highway 20, suite number 111, Elgin 60124. The phone number is 847-622-2020. The website is www.sammysmexicangrillandbar.com. The directions, you take Route 47 South to Route 20 East to restaurant. Estimated travel time, approximately 17 and a quarter minutes.
That sounds about right.
Does that sound
about right?
That sounds
about right. Okay. Sure. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU.
Very good, my love.
Thank you.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Or are we going to hear crickets again?
No, well, let's find out. Hold on.
Letters. We get letters. We can try to send sacks of letters.
We lucky we got a letter.
We did.
We got a letter. And it's from our buddy Dolores. And she asked us to check out the new Hong Express in Algonquin. And she can't wait to hear what we think about it. Dolores, I got news for you. That's not quite the way it works.
No. Not with us.
No. We don't just go to willy-nilly to any restaurant that anybody tells us about. You know, it's they have to check it out. And if it's good, they recommend it to us.
Exactly. Why should we sit there and waste our time and money if it's going to stink?
I mean, we're the big celebrities here. You know, we can't just go to any Tom, Dick, and Hong place. Why is it Hong and not Hong Kong?
I don't know, but you want to say Hong Kong Express, but it's Hong.
So, Dolores, I can do this for you. Check it out and let us know. If it's good, fine. If not, no big deal.
Yeah, then we won't do it.
We won't do it, no.
You let us know.
Mm-hmm. But we always value our listeners and encourage them to write. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Walking into our studios as we speak, direct from the ancient land of the pharaohs, I give you the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-talking, mystical Mistress Nancy. Simsalabim, Mistress Nancy.
I knew you were going to say that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is only the first example of her mystical powers.
No, it's right here on our script, you moron.
Work with me here.
Okay.
This is supposed to be a mysterious.
Oh yes. Okay. Yes.
Magic bit.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, I hold here in my hand a series of sealed envelopes, and they contain various food-related questions.
Okay.
These envelopes were hermetically sealed in a pickle jar.
It was a Clausen pickle jar, Mistress Nancy knows all.
Again, another example, and we haven't even started the bit yet.
What bit?
The bit.
I can tell you what you're thinking right now, but I can't say it on radio.
I don't think you could say what I'm thinking.
I told you. Did I not just say that? I am Mystical Mistress Nancy at your service.
These envelopes were kept in the WHRU refrigerator under armed guard in that pickle jar.
Who guarded it?
Jeremy did.
Oh.
Jeremy, he guarded it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to thank him.
Well, yeah, we have to thank him because that WHRU refrigerator, there is stuff evolving to a higher life form in there. we're not sure what it is.
It's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, but anyway, no one has seen these questions. No one, not even Jeremy.
Wow.
Has seen these questions. Mistress Nancy, using only the powers of her blonde brain, will attempt to answer these questions. Then and only then will she rip open these envelopes and the contents will be revealed. Are you ready, Mystical Mistress Nancy?
Boy, are you ever wordy today.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Ready about 5 minutes
ago. Thank you, Mystical Mistress Nancy.
Let's get on with it.
Okay.
Hand me my first envelope, please.
Okay, the first envelope, please. I am handing it to her.
Nest Cafe.
The answer is Nest Cafe. It's in the envelope that no one has seen and sealed up tight. Nest Cafe.
Where do birds go for coffee?
You see how this is going to go for the rest of the 27 minutes, don't you?
It'll go better if you don't repeat everything I say.
Okay, I'm giving you the next envelope.
A hopsicle.
A what?
A hopsicle.
That's what I thought you said, a hopsicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tear open the envelope.
What do you get when you cross a frog and a popsicle?
A hopsicle.
See, they're getting better already.
Ooh, how many more do we have?
Oh, quite a few, my love.
Oh, good.
May your journey through the desert be filled with souvenirs from camels.
Okay, here's the next one. Next one.
Okay. From scratch.
From scratch.
How do chickens bake a cake? I like that one. That was a good one. May you wake up under a camel with post-nasal drip.
Oh, that can't be good. What's the next one?
Okay. Deja brew.
Deja brew. The answer is Deja brew.
Yes, I just said that.
Deja brew.
Don't have to repeat me. What do you call it when you walk into a cafe you're sure you've been to before?
That's really bad. I get something for that. There we go.
Do you want this to go faster?
Yeah, we got a few more minutes left. What's the next one?
Hand me the next one.
What's the next one? There you go.
Hard boiled eggs.
Hard boiled eggs.
Where do tough chickens come from? I'm ready to. When I blow, sometime it's going to go. And I'm going to. It's going to be messy in this studio pretty soon.
Just get out with it.
Okay. A banana boat.
This one's really going to be stupid. A banana boat.
How do you know it's going to be stupid, my love?
Because I know it, because I'm reading it right here.
No. What do you call a ship made from a banana?
I told you to be stupid.
The next envelope, please, my love.
How many more we got? One, two, three.
Just give me the next envelope. Here's if you want envelope. It over
okay,
with.
Okay, just read it.
Thank you. Croca-Cola.
Croca-Cola.
What is a frog's favorite cold drink? I think these are cute. May you be locked in a pyramid with a flatulent camel.
There's an angular envelope.
They're always getting grounded.
They're always getting grounded.
How are coffee beans like kids?
Okay.
May a lizard crawl into your soup. Thank you.
Next one.
In Greece.
In Greece?
Uh-huh. Where was the first donut made?
I actually like that one.
Isn't that a good one?
All right.
Give me the next one. Come on.
Okay. Here we go.
Mice Krispies. You don't have to repeat. What did the cat have for breakfast? Patty. What did the burger name its daughter? Okay.
Next one.
Friday. What does Mr. Potato Head hate the most?
Okay, next to the last one.
Okay. Pupcakes.
Pupcakes.
You don't have to repeat me.
Pupcakes.
What is a bloodhound's favorite dessert?
That one really is bad.
Okay, so this is my last one now.
Here is the last envelope.
Because her mom was in a jam. Why was the strawberry sad?
And there she goes, leaving the studio now. Mystical Mistress Nancy, going back to the Far East, the land of the pharaohs, or whatever that was.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, the
meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Just like we need, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Yeah.